On Tuesday, September 17, thousands of pagers exploded across Lebanon, killing 12 people and injuring more than 3,000, including children. A chief medical officer at the American University of Beirut Medical Center said that among 140 patients, several remain in critical conditions. Many have also lost fingers or eyes. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters that Israel's Mossad spy agency planted explosives inside 5,000 Taiwan-made pagers. The devices were ordered by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group. The source also said that the pagers exploded when a coded message was sent to them, which triggered the explosives. In Lebanon, pagers are commonly used among Hezbollah fighters as a low-tech means of communication to try to evade location tracking by Israel. However, medical professionals, charity workers, teachers, and office administrators also use this device. Israel did not confirm or deny its responsibility for the attack, but Hezbollah vowed to retaliate. The next day, more explosions of handheld devices killed over 20 people and injured 450. That includes walkie-talkie radios, mobile phones, laptops, and solar power cells. The devices that exploded were bigger than pagers, which caused more severe injuries. The explosions were reported in the southern suburbs of Beirut, as well as the southern city of Sur. Several Al Jazeera correspondents witnessed cars explode. However, it has not been clarified if the explosion was caused by the car itself or something inside it. People in Lebanon have been throwing away their devices or getting them checked in shops. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for the explosions. However, Israel is still not commenting. On Friday, September 20, Israel struck two residential buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs, Dahiye, killing 45 people, including children. Minister of Public Works and Transport, Ali Hamie, called the bombing a war crime and said that Israel keeps dragging the country into a war. Israel's military revealed that the attack was targeted against senior members of Hezbollah's Radwan Forces unit. Lebanon's health ministry said that workers have been removing rubble for 3 days in search for many missing people and using DNA sampling to identify some of the bodies. An English correspondent for Al Jazeera reported from Beirut that the rescue operations might continue for more days.
Thank you. Josh isn't able to make it in today, so I'm Owen, and I'm going to be hosting this episode. The first two songs you listen to are songs from Aphrodite's Child on their record 666. The tracks are called Seven Bulls and The Warning Beast. What you're hearing now is a song off the record called Out of Focus by Moss Harvest. Up next, I've got a song from Jandek to play called Down in the Mirror. Enjoy this episode. Thanks.
We can't deny their spirits in this house. You shut the door, the wind closes to more. I laugh a dark laugh. You smile and think about it. You come again. I'm sure you can't refuse. Your spirit's here, laying on a white table. I can see it gleam. It is sparkling in the sun. Wish I could leave this room and lock the key. Someday I would take hold your hand and let it be. In the skyway, a shining path for you and me. Come back. Please come back. I don't know what to do. Back. Oh, please come back. Come back. Oh, please. Thank you.
Are you into movies? Well, you're in luck. New student rates at your favorite independent cinemas are starting now. All films at Cinéma Beaubien Haussmann, Cinéma du Parc in the Plateau, and Cinéma Musée Downtown are $11 for students. Don't miss the best art house films from here and abroad. See you at the movies. Available now at the box office and online. Proof of student status required.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Hey, it's Fireball Kid, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO. Once again, I'm Owen, and today I'm hosting without Josh, as he's at the Hotline TNT and Laughing Gig at Bar Laritz. I'm sure it's going to be a great time. I decided to do a bit of a different show today. I mean, in the vein of Psychic Ceremony, but I'm playing a lot of tracks from my record collection today. I always like to bring in records to the station. Those first three tracks I played, Aphrodite's Child, two tracks off their record, 666, a Moss Harvest track, and that Jandek track were all from records from my collection. I really like that Jandek track, especially as the weather starts to cool down. You need a little creepy Jandek in your life. The last track I played was You're Real by Mary Jane Dunphy, who's one of my favorite current musicians. It's on a new compilation from a label called Scenic Root, which I'm not familiar with, but there's some other great artists on this compilation, including Nourished by Time. The compilation's really interesting. Check it out. That track especially, amazing. She's always throwing curveballs my way. Never know what to expect, but her music's always great. Next, I have a really interesting record that I found kind of hidden in my collection, something I haven't listened to in a long time. This record is called Home Stereo Test, and I'm sorry to all the Francophones listening. I'm going to botch the name of the group that produced this music. The Société de Télémétrie, Incertien et Recherche Électroacoustique Ontario. And this is a record that was put out in 2021 by local label Personal Records, run by Jackson Darby of the NPNP Trio. And everything he puts out on this label, he lathe cuts one at a time. I believe this record has about 20 or 30 copies made, and I just wanted to read you the insert that came with it before I play a really great track. Personal Records presents a rare and unique archival recording from the Société de Télémétrie, Incertien et Recherche Électroacoustique Ontario, which is an acronym for stereo, a University of Ottawa-affiliated group founded in 1971 under the direction of the enigmatic Delphine Duchette. What began as a small AV club for students interested in the emerging field of electronic music quickly developed into an eminent center of research into electroacoustic phenomena. Relatively little is known or documented about the activities of this small but dedicated group of audio scientists whose passion project saw membership dwindle over the years, making their bid for the annual U of Ottawa fee levy increasingly difficult. By the early 80s, computers, cassette tapes, Walkmans, and CDs had begun to culturally take hold, making stereo's fascination with the vinyl medium and clunky listening equipment of yore seem blasé to younger, hipper, and more tech-savvy student body. By 1984, the embattled group was dissolved in the aftermath of a quiet scandal in which accusations of communist affiliation and conspiracy were leveled against founder Mademoiselle Duchette. Delphine Duchette subsequently lost her position as guest lecturer in the communications department at U of O and all but completely receded from public life. It's rumored she's been known to turn up at the Odd Noise show in Hull. The Home Stereo Test represents the only existing recording of stereo's experiments, conceived as a tool for the audiophile to use while installing and calibrating a new hi-fi system. Much like other test records of the day, side A of the 7-inch contains test tones, while side B features renditions of popular classical themes. What's fascinating about these novel pieces of electroacoustic composition recorded at an unknown date in the 70s is the way many of them remarkably presage more contemporary forms of sound design, technology, and even popular dance music genres, which originated decades after the material was committed to tape. So a really interesting release. Jackson over at Personal Records is always putting great stuff out. This track I'm going to play is the kind of one dancey cut off it that ends in a really unique locked groove. And I believe this one's called Wow and Flutter. It's very proto 80s and 90s dance music. And it sounds like they might have even got their hands on an early 808. Anyways, enjoy this track.
Wow.
This song is Drop by Autechre. Song is called Hiders by Burial, and I think it's a really interesting Burial song because it doesn't sound like any of his other material. You're not going to find those usual dusty Burial type beats, and you're not going to find his usual brand of R&B vocal samples, but it's the first Burial song I think I ever heard, and I've had a special spot for it ever since then. I really like it. It's a really interesting song. Next, I'm going to play a new track that just came out this weekend by Toronto's very own Theo Vandenhoff. I'm a really big fan of this project. It they released a really great EP. It was this year, I almost said last year, and it looks like they're gearing up for something else already. The last EP, In the Throes of Love, is great. It's an awesome hybrid of post-punk, sophistopop, and goth in all the right ways, and this new track is even more of that, with a bit of an EBM twist. So enjoy, the song is called Elegia Florida.
Take me away.
Strength with which I held you.
That song you just heard is called Nowhere by the band Curve, from the soundtrack to the movie of the same title by Greg Araki, which I rewatched last night with my roommates Annie and Holly. Hello, if you're listening. One of my favorite movies. I love Greg Araki. I love that soundtrack. I love that song. Up next, I'm going to play a song from the Retail Simps, who have a new record coming out. This is a song from, I think, last year, a 45 they put out called GBBR. I hope you enjoy this song. I'll be right back.
Oh,
song was Basil's Kite by Captain Jazz, one of my high school favorites. We're going to take a little ad break, and I'll be right back.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Hey everybody, this is John Dwyer from The OCs, and you're listening to CJLO.
To reach on in.
gentle suburbs on the desert floor.
That was 200 More Miles by the Cowboy Junkies off their seminal record, The Trinity Sessions, which I have been listening to so much recently. I watched this really great movie a couple weeks back called Roadkill that was recently released on Blu-ray for the first time by this company, Canadian International Pictures. I've been liking a lot of their releases lately. And the soundtrack was littered with that record. It's been on heavy rotation for me, the tail end of this summer for sure. As we round out this episode, I'm going to play two Indigenous artist tracks for you guys. Today is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. One day a year of truth and reconciliation will never heal or undo the terror, the trauma, and the genocide that our country has inflicted upon the first people of this land. Not even 365 days a year will ever undo, heal, or repair what this place we call Canada has done to the Indigenous people of this land. No amount of thoughts and prayers or land acknowledgments will ever be sufficient in making amends. As Canada hosts Day for Truth and Reconciliation for the genocide they committed, they're actively supporting another genocide right now with our people's research, education, and money. The land must be returned not only to our Indigenous population here in Canada and in the West, but also right now in Gaza. There can be no reconciliation in this place we call Canada until there's justice for the murdered and missing women. There are still unmarked mass graves to be investigated, people to identify. We have to hold our government on every level, municipal, provincial, and especially national, accountable for taking care of the Indigenous population. Everybody deserves medical services, clean drinking water, a roof over their head, and beyond. And the city of Montreal especially has failed its homeless Indigenous population. Go protest, write emails, write letters to your councillors, your mayor, prime minister, and not just today, but always. This next piece is by Ectros, which is an Indigenous power electronics project by Jesse Fortier, who's based in what's known as Calgary. This song just came out today, and it's from his upcoming record, which will be out October 14th on the Seattle-based record label Iron Lung Records. This song is called Horrible Wound / The Flood. Please enjoy it. Stream his music, buy his music especially. It's on Bandcamp. Enjoy this track. You have been listening to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I've got one last song for you. This is Silver River by Shingoose, who is another Canadian Indigenous artist, and this song is from the Native North America compilation that Light in the Attic put out a few years ago. Thanks for listening to the episode, and I hope you tune in next week. I'll be back here with Josh, and we'll have a whole new set of songs to play. Have a good rest of your night, and enjoy.
There were rapids in a silver river. Shoals were not visible. The silver was hidden, and the river had no bay. In the twilight, the sun still shone bright. And at midnight, the girl with sweet grass in her hair. Raised the silver river on a little